Grazie, Colina.
I can't hear them. If they say something that I'm not sure what he says about.
Far out here on the far out cold side.
But never mind, now I've got a problem here. I was very sick that day and I felt invisible. And I see I'm not on the agenda. But on the minutes, they can apologize for me, and I was present there. Maybe I was invisible because of the flu, but I'm not sure what they're thinking yet.
You were very much visible.
I thought so, yeah.
You were very much visible, honorable member. Can you excuse the staff for that? You need to apologize to the honorable member. Page 2. Is there anything on page 2?
My neighbor here complaining that her name is not on the phone.
I think that's important for us as this committee. Okay, on page 2. On page 2, my flag. It doesn't have an H, my flag. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, fifth sentence where we have Ngoi, such as Ngoi, it's not my flag, without an A. Yes, on page 2. The fifth line. You need to speak to them. any correction.
I move for the adoption.
Thank you. Then have matters arising from the first session on the July 8th. Also, I think what I would advise in writing in it, as I look at the other minutes that you said, the corrections were made, because these are the documents that are going to be used by people even when we are not here. So I think it would be good if we indicate this minor corrections that have to be made, so that whoever comes after us or whoever wants to read the document is clear of what actually happened. Because we this is how we need to operate. Thank you, Honorable Member. Can we then look at matters arising on the minutes of the 19th?
Yes, we did receive those documents. We did forward the documents to the minister. They were the ones that were sent, I received them on the Friday of just before the 26th. Then on the Monday, because I still was on Friday. Monday we made text and sent the documents. Because one, that were never.
Are there any other matters arise on this document? On this minute? And one other thing that I think is important, I don't know how honorable members feel, but if there are matters arising, they should make part of the agenda of the following meeting. So that they are picked, and as members, we just add what we feel is not there. Because it assists us to track the decisions that we have taken in the previous meeting. So I think it would be good for us in our meeting to have matters arising in the agenda, so that we just add those that we feel are not there and are supposed to be there. I don't know how a lot of the members feel about this. A lot of the members. On the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 19th, are there any matters arising? Or the this is the one that is not dealt with. Okay. Because we have to follow up on what we discussed. We can't just have meetings and not have follow up. It's important for us. And any matters arising from the minutes of the Green District? Okay.
Well, this is a joint meeting. And we are one part of the joint. What's going to happen is the other committee also going to look at the minutes. If they disapprove them and we have approved them, if they agree, if they don't agree with them and we have agreed with them, what would happen in the future? That's what interesting.
I think, members, this is a very tricky question that I also had, whether that this meeting has the legitimacy of approval. Because what happened is, the meeting was not caused by the Portfolio Committee of Transactions, but it was caused by the Office of the ORC. But they did not, we were expecting that a chairperson from their part, or they would manage the meeting as they are. But, well, as the meeting took place, hence we are in this situation. So I'm not really sure whether that this meeting has the legitimacy.
I think it's important for us as a committee to look at issues that affect us as a committee and then see what, for instance, we have taken the first step as a committee of delivering and stuff. And I don't think there's anything that should stop us from looking at the issues that affect us and how we deal with them. And for instance, for looking at the areas where we feel that we need to cooperate with that other committee or whatever. But as you are rightfully saying, the meeting was not caused by us. Maybe the issue would be, do we actually adopt the minutes? Maybe that's what we need to address. But the issues that are coming up, those that affect us, we do need to.
To the comment, I'd like to make a comment and say, well, perhaps we should perhaps we can say, well, indeed we are taking note. Perhaps we can note because it was rejoined. We can note the issues, but I mean, we can note that indeed the minutes are what transpired on that day. But again, it is fair as we reflect on the meeting to indicate that, as you had just said, coming out of that meeting, we were able to, on our side, action, come up with an action to try and deal with the problem that we're in. But equally, it was interesting that we had entities that have got certain members and whose performance are too well defined. Ours, which is 10,000 issues, Messi, performance, and that other one, the CRL, which was beautifully run. So I think, you know, those aspects to me are crucial and to the record that it's doing the comparison because we were meeting in one meeting, in a joint meeting. I mean, it was actually revealing, which is for telling a story. But how this, well, the other one is chapter 9, this one name, also a constitutional committee. I mean, the manner in which the two are run are just two different words. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I think we learned a lot. number one here, is raised as number one, matters arising. The issue of PENSAL being established as a Schedule 1 in the PFMA and as a Schedule 3 by the Act. I think there is something that has to be done in this area. We need to make a finding and see how the department can take this forward. How can this be resolved? Because it's been coming up since we first met with PENSAL. This thing has been coming up. And how can it be resolved? So I think it's something that we need to engage the department about and see how they can do it. We can't leave this as it is. Honorable Mark?
Not sure, I agree with you. In politics, there's also something like taking out the policy for the future. That thinks by saying we did give attention, we said to the department that if the big crash comes over there, because the policy and said we addressed it, because normally otherwise it comes our way as well and say, why didn't you do anything about it? And that thing, I think, supports that come out on our agenda. We did discuss it, we went there, and we're going to try to solve it, and then we passed it back to the department as well, because then in a better position they can have to say we do this and this. And that seems you're right. As far as the combined committees, just a question, do they have their own agenda, own minutes? If only 1 minute for the both meetings, do they have their separate minutes on their own? They use our minutes because that's part of the problem. Otherwise, I just agree. They need to take note of it because it will be difficult to know what type of meeting was that position. I can't take it on their behalf.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honorable
Mark,
thank you for
the
question.
Yes,
I'm I think the members agree that he notes the minutes because it's a joint meeting. We note the issues that are being raised there, and we, at a particular time, when we get advice from that office that organized the meeting, so they will advise us on what to do. Can we then move to the minutes of SARA, the South African Heritage Resource Agency? And those minutes of the update of the if there are any matters arising on the minutes of the second. Yeah.
Not all provinces have got their proud, and not only there are those that are represented, but they don't have structure. It means those people just walk into SARA and whom are they accountable to, whom they mandate, who is mandating them. I think that question becomes crucial in terms of the status of SARA. Anyway, there's some issues that I feel have to, whoever is responsible for them, I think the department should actually try and sort out the situation. I know that one of the problems is that you know that far, according to them, was in Malang, and I can't remember, 3 or 4, Northern Cape also, and Eastern Cape as well. Something like that. Huh?
Yeah.
Then we have the what else was there? The secret museum.
Vivo is a conglomeration of museums operated under the Cultural Institutions Act, while SARA is operated under the National Heritage Resources. So they are different. Those were in fact two oversights. So two differentiated things, but interrelated institutions. So they are different. They have different things, different boards.
Although we went there in one day, but these are two institutions, and the honor of the member. I think it's thank you for that.
Check. May I request that we be checked so that we can do them? Because myself and Jabu, we know what we did. Basically, if I can be honest, we have a deadline of 3 days. To come up with it. So on the last day when we were in the office of safety, we really did not have much time to study and focus on it. So there might be the issue that members are raised, we did talk about them with Jabu when we were talking. So but yesterday I wasn't also around us, I was sick, so we could not put more efforts. Okay, no retreat.
The terminal on the server, the chairperson said they complained today. If I'm right, it seems, no, the CFO is treated, it seems to be there. I think as members we must check whether this thing is it right or wrong. And do the board just appoint members or is the minister that appoint? Let's check where the power lies. Because if you allow the board to just appoint among themselves, it can be a very dangerous thing that will try and start up in another concern. So let's check first, who gives me a power to appoint and not to appoint. Before, because what you said, they say, already registered, only a team, maybe a speak now. So is it a critique that is right or not? So that's the thing that you need to check again, because if the CFO moved from chair position or his position to the CEO, there are contradictions, especially when the organization's finances are not being accounted anywhere. I'm not saying there will be a corruption, it might give a qualification, but when the issues of governance, do you think it is okay as a committee maybe that you do it like that? Or maybe not interrogating?
Thank you, Honorable Member. I think it's something that was even raised in the meeting, but they didn't answer it. They didn't respond to it as certain questions as we would have left. But I think what you are saying, we will look into it. Thank you very much. And if you can, in our next meeting, have this minute, and I think to have those areas, I think it's important that you lift those issues that need immediate attention
so that they are done within a short space of time. Because we can go back and find that things are worse that maybe they say. So I think it's important that as we speed up the issue of crafting minutes, as you are saying that you are given 3 days, will you list this area where you feel that we need immediate attention? If there are no other issues arising,
my apology, and luckily I got a meeting with the speaker at 11 o'clock, and you don't say no for the speaker. Maybe you could hear it, maybe, but we don't take a chance on that one. So if you'll excuse me on this, just.
Okay, another good one. I'm sorry. These are rare opportunities that you need to grab. Okay. Can we, honourable members, then look at the? I think it's done with the
the reason why I was saying I suspect, they did mention that there was a meeting, but I don't have the name. So maybe what we can then do, Jack, is to request those minutes. That's only when we can be sure that it was the conference.
I think it's important for this institution to know that we probe to the tiniest detail. And if they say that they have gone through a process, we want to see that they have gone through a process. Because it's very important for us to get information about the process. Because as I said earlier, the process can make or break any situation. So I think it's important for us to get that information. Honorable members, I think we are done now with the minutes. Thank you very much. And we will go to the next item of reflections on principles. That's for members to debrief, to say how they felt and what they think should happen. And so that at the end of the day, when we have our findings and recommendations, they are based on what the members said. I'll give an opportunity to honorable members. If I may start, it's something, you know, it was eye-opening, and I think it was good that you went there. It gave us more insight than when we had reports, those written reports and the letters that you received from people. It gave us more insight. And what was a pity for me, the greatest pity, was that there are these two groups that can actually kill each other. People who are very angry with each other, who don't want to work with each other in one institution. It was really said this thing for me. And the manner in which things are happening at Kemsals, your issue of helping your old and the new, these are two structures that are there, and you can actually feel the tension between the two structures. And the issues that came up of irregular appointments, these were said again and again. When we met with the staff that was 11 and below, the issue of the irregular appointments was made, and the issue of the legal battle was there as well, and the people at that level were open, as open and honest as ever. And I said this morning that I often remember someone who said in that meeting that, honorable members, this institution is living. And I had a picture in my mind of a person who's lying there bleeding. What did you do when someone has been dead and is bleeding to death? And but I think it's clear that there are a lot of issues, and the issue of people not understanding the mandate of the organization and what they should do as individuals is something that crops up, you know, quite a lot. And I'm now going to give over to all our members. There is a lot that we found out from the interaction with Pensam. I'll start with you, honorable, from here and then.
Now, one of the key issues there was the anger of staff, lower and middle management was the irregular appointment and the fact that the irregular appointments were not necessarily knowledgeable guys, but they were in the executive position, and the old staff in a way was sabotaging, I would say was sabotaging in a way, because you are appointed, you came in here, so you should know where the things are, so fine for yourself. But that actually again shows to me the problem that management can cause, because the problems within Transvaal as was the management problem of the CEO doing like he did to remember me of the old Eastern Cape, the old Transkei, when this MEC was fired, he brings his whole family, and he just fires people and puts the whole family. When he gets fired, he comes in, his family puts out everyone else. And I think this is the guilt within that particular department. That you know, if I would have made a recommendation, I would I will fire all those new appointments or restructure. And to restructure, because based on the fact that most of those appointments were not part of the organogram, they are not they have not been classified as one. So in actual fact, all those appointments will be given.
Thank you so much, honorable
member.
Chair, thank you. First of all, we must commend you for initiating that we actually go there, and also for your approach and your insightfulness into the matter. What you said, let's meet everyone starting from the sweeper, the tea lady or the tea boy, until everyone. I think that approach really has open the entity to us and hopefully to themselves. So I think that leadership from you is the maximum recognition. the approach, but I guess we are. We know that organization now better. I think even as we concluded, the chair of the board commended the committee to the fact that they've done the work that we got to do. Sir, the appointment of the caretaker. After the disbandment of the board, and I don't know how the why the board was disbanded. It would be interesting for us to know why the former board was disbanded, because that intervention was a total appointment of the CEO and the staff that the CEO took. The extent to which the CEO or X, whatever you call it, can take, who never cared for the organization, could actually cause the division that we can talk about today. It actually, that person is responsible for the program. And then the current acting CEO continues to walk on the footsteps of the former. And my apologies, Chair, because later on I was informed that the CEO is pregnant, and apparently I was not very comfortable there. I would have been much more sympathetic to a pregnant woman. But I still feel there are even more issues that need to be raised. But I wish, I don't, and I want, if you could help us to know when she's giving birth. After the child has arrived, I think we need to have a thoroughgoing engagement with that woman. And a few people in the leadership of the country. The resignation by the acting CFO anyway, that fellow, he reached the finance director. Yeah, that one who was seated there, Bilini. Bilini's resignation is very interesting. It's a pity we did not interrogate that matter adequately, but it is clear Ubutukum Bilini resigned because he did not agree with the directives of the CEO. There are issues of appointment. There are some allegations which the CEO disputed, and those fellows there disputed. Actually, I should prefer not to speak earlier, but I'm going to speak, take anything that everyone is going to say, and I feel it's not fair. Why don't I do that? Please.
They agree with you. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I know that I was not there, and my apologies for that. But I still believe that, you know, from what I hear, that there is lack of leadership in that institution, and because of that, there's commotion and all sorts of things. And I just want to appreciate the good work that the committee did over there. And I thank you.
The Chairperson, thank you. I think one needs to say IPENSAN is a federal entity of the department, and whatever that we can scrutinize or sit down here to approximate him about PENSAN, where is the department? Where does the PENSAN report to in terms of their money? If the department transfer is by the PENSAN, somebody needs to move me to what exactly means. But that is a dynamic inside. You can see the absenteeism of the department. How do the department account to the AG on the work of the principal? And I'm worried about how the department will account for other 28.7 entities if principal is in the state. Why I'm doing this? Any organization, when you enter into the door, the first thing that you want is the organizational structure. That makes the foundation of the organization. But you go to Pensai, the organizational structure is bloated. Everybody is in less than deputy director post. It never happened in government. I will say, I did say last day, go to Baragwana Hospital. The biggest hospital in Africa. It doesn't have 49 deputy directors. But a small organization with 116 personnel is having 49 deputy directors. And as this committee, that issue we must take it seriously with the department. Because it doesn't go with the ratio of a manager in any territory. I don't know those 11 ones, who are they recruiting to because of 116, including the CEO. And when you check that structure in that meeting, the workers were talking about, no, we are having two or three organizational structures. So we don't have the signed one. Even if the one that is given to us, it's not signed. No, it's signed by Mr. Zwane. So I wonder that, does the treasury know what is happening? So that's the first, that's another thing that you need to check. The second thing that you check is the issue of labor unrest that is happening there. There's no labor peace and stability amongst the two unions. And one will question the interest of Nihau in the finances, once another component of the what the project must come to his office. And when you check that guy's manager and the shop steward. So, and when you check it from the second group, which is the new one, that are any more than the other one. So you see, we mustn't take this thing of labor very light. You know, when two human fights can even go outside and become very bad because they contest their political power. So even if on this one of the human, we must check it. Chairperson, I would say in whatever that is happening in Pensad, I won't blame Pensad, I will blame the department. Where is the management of the Department of Arts and Culture? What are they doing? The DCG team, the CFO, everybody. Cancer is just like the chief of the department that needed to be directed. So the recommendation that I will bring in this committee is to say, with all the entities that we are having change, if hands allow us, we need to call all of them in one room. Address them as this committee, you address them as chairperson to say, as much, I don't think we can visit all 28. But for us, because we think like we're doing the research, on the one that we have already taken, we see that there is a problem that is like this. We address them, we tell our mandate what you want to do. We tell the department what you want to see on the 28 entities. Because indeed, maybe others are more than what we see in Kensan. Maybe some of them, even if the treasury doesn't even know there's another entity that is there, but the money is in transfer every time. We can talk about Kensan, we can sing about Kensan, but the problem lies with the department. And we must hold the department accountable on the entities that are not performing. What are they saying? What are the, what is the remedy to do on this? Or they just do it like that? Okay. because the entities doesn't have power, the power lies with the department.
I don't want to talk about the anticipated attack that I thought maybe would happen. look, Chair, I think visiting Central was just a very painful experience. Where you go and encounter certain information, whereby government officials will just not do what they supposed to do. It was just very much painful. And our visit may have assisted him back. But the things that happened during the reign of Mr. Zwane will remain. And there's very little that we can do as the portfolio committee is to make sure that Mr. Zwane and all those who were at the helm of Central account and consequences is seen and then is practical. Because the you know, Advocate Zwane, eh? It's Advocate Ngorisi Zwane. Yeah. You see, he's a mess. You see, I don't want to talk about the situation where he was the chairperson and the executive. But the question is how the department and the minister could have allowed that to happen. Well, but this man must be called before this portfolio committee to answer his action. And I would also want to suggest that that meeting that we attended, we might have not got everything that we wanted to get. And I will suggest to you, Chair, that the resigned acting CFO, we need to have a meeting with that man. If it means that he'll be invited to appear before the portfolio committee, he must, and explain what are the reasons why he resigned, you might find more. The structure, it works. How do you have a situation where management constitutes almost 50% of the entire staff? It has never happened in any organization. It tells you that Zwane wanted to employ friends, relatives, and almost everybody that matters to him. And now he has left. The message has remained with us. We don't know where he is now. And everybody that he promised that he would empower, that any salary, everything. And those employees are there. There's very little that we can do. Our government officials are in. Even if you can say the board must retract the organizational structure, would mean very little to those people. They can be taken either to other entities or departments, but they are there. And the problem that let them in is a mess. So that man must appear here and account for his action. Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
talking after a lot of listening. Okay. You may seem to be photocopying whatever they say. Meanwhile, those are the issues that you observe as a head. And then we all have our portfolio committee. But what one would like to say is that I think our going there or our going was of a good cause. Staff members seem to be happy of our visit because I don't think they've been given the time or opportunity sitting down with management trying to talk about their challenges that they're facing there. And also, I think it was an eye-opener for both management, the Nikki one and the executive, that there is a need for them to sit down and try to find one another. The other issue that I would like to raise to present is the issue of recruitment strategy and selection. Seems to be not good. When all the managers were talking there, you can see with those who were there before, they feel that they were not taken to board during the recruitment and selection of the new one. The structure on itself, because really I will side with other members here by saying that structure is full of managers than officials. And there's no way. And according to what they were saying, they end up a manager managing one manager. Because that manager doesn't have the work to do than to manage one another. So I think that their structure really, they need to correct some of the things in there. Managers seem to have functional meetings than to have official meetings where they would go and sit and take decisions in order to run the institution correctly. The issue of former caretaker, Mrs. Wani, I think we agree as a committee that he needs to be called in order to come and account for the mess that he left in the institution. My recommendation also would be that if it will be easier for the portfolio committee, we need to go out, meet two or three provinces in order to check what's happening down there. The issue of unions also. I don't know whether Chairperson, you can engage the union leadership of the department in order to sit down with the union members. Because what was happening there, they are not representing the workers, they are representing themselves. That's where we end up having them and us. Another union is representing the new one, another union is representing the old, and there's no way where one can say, I belong to this union because I was there. There's no way.
I won't belong to this because all my colleagues they cover all things from the center. But mine is to say, I think the Department of Arts and Culture must come and explain what happened to myself, and also that CEO Mrs. Wani and the acting one must come to explain everything that is happening on center. And also, they must tell us, it seems as if represents the department failed to center. So I don't want to go upside down. So they must come to the department and tell us about what happened at center, because they are in charge of center. And also Mr. Zwane must come and the acting CEO. Because if it doesn't, the planner has co-right, really, they are not nice. I thank you.
No, I think the police have dealt with the intelligence of the organization, closing of leadership. And actually, once we are waiting to, because my view is that finally, we will need to have a discussion of the financial problem and viability of that entity with CEO, Mother Mitchell, and Bonaire. check my biggest threat to the whole thing is the board. At one stage, I was saying, well, you could use board, you know, you could use board. But, and I did raise the thing, I think, when we drove back to the airport, that the deputy chair of the board, whilst we had a caucus meeting, he actually approached us. Whilst we had a caucus, we are in Aquarius. And she said, can I help you? And she no, no, no. I'm the deputy. I'm the boss, something like that. Boss, can't remember his name. I said, I'm boss or whatever, the boss. I'm the deputy chair of the board. He said, okay, Mr. Boss, can I help you? He said, no, I am not Mr. I am professor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, indeed, I respect that he studied nicely and called himself a professor. But for the cross cycle, you know, he's kind of was in the cross. He does sometimes when he's nice and happy, but most of the time he just tells us who he is. I mean, after all, he is himself. But anyway, this prophet then says, I have not handled the CEO. I should not be harsh on the CEO in the presence of the CEO. I said to him, no, Prof, the jurisprudence, I think I understand your concern. We raise these things because if anything goes wrong in this country, we can't look for support for. We must go to the president. And, I mean, and it is in that light that we're raising the next. And you have read something at the beginning, which what I hope that you are not confused. Because once you read in the edict, you're not going to get this in life. And that's now the concern I have in this book. Initially, I thought the book is clean, but I have a serious concern now. And the quality of that book also is in a clear solid. I'm in here about the other stuff. But it's okay, Chair, we will interrogate that matter further. We may want to go back to the record of the previous committee just to check as to who those people are and what criteria was followed. Because I think if we get that thing here, we must clean it from top to bottom. Chair, I do not want to belabor the issues. There are issues of the legal challenges which have been raised, which I think we will still need to pursue, because you see, there's a thing called the rule of law. When the court takes a decision, you cannot defy the court and not implement the decision. And that's what's happening in Bangkok. And that's why they are bills on legal lie. And someone must pay for that. Whoever defies the court must face the bill. It's a cause that we can get. We take it from that person so that we send a clear message about our. I did indicate, sir, when I came to the meeting that our apologies for coming late. I mean, in the meeting. What had happened there? I got into the finance and I asked them, why did they just say? And this guy said, no. The auditor general, where are your papers? But you know, we've got documents. But what we suspect, because not only audit, we give them to the leadership. But in the manner in which our documents, our financial management goes, I doubt if the people who sign some of the documents will really willingly hand over the documents to the important. What do you mean? Can you show me an example? He took a document from Shell. We're directed here to go and pay for certain things. They're legally fine. But this process did not go through all the channels. The CEO said it's an infraction. to pay. It's written there. But now, that was an email in which, but how do you know that this is there? Oh, and instructing you. Well, in the paper trade. So the CEO does flout the rule. She does give instructions to the lower people to pay. So we sort those things out. And you can hand those things to the AG. Because the party killed you. You're only to be pointed as a cousin. That's how 10,000 actually of course they can't disclose everything. So, and that's why I wanted you that we need a thoroughgoing engagement on financial matters with that entity. Even if it takes us a day, we will start with the revised fellow, and I don't know who's acting now, and we will have to, with an FSCOM, go through all these things that are out of order, your monitoring evaluation, doctor, and the mandate that are out of order, organizational establishment, financial issues, the AG, and both Zwane and the current fellow, the lady, they must play the music. And then we'll make our recommendations thereafter. But my future is we should leave no stone unturned. It must just be cut off until that organization is ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think that was really fruitful. And I believe that as we do all these things, there is bleeding. The body is on the floor and there's this gaping wound, you know, and the blood is rushing down. So we need to ensure that we stop the bleeding. And how do we do it? And as the Kokona Committee, the only thing we can do is to find and recommend the minister, because we can't act on it. Because I think if it were for us, we would have dismissed those people there and then. Today, Kansas wouldn't be having anybody in their offices. If it was in our hands, on Friday, we would have dismissed everybody. But because this line at a particular level with other people, ours is to find and recommend. I think it's important for us to come up with a concrete recommendation to the minister. A concrete recommendation. Because as we do all these things, we need to stop the bleeding. As that lady said, that this organization is bleeding. The bleeding has to be stopped. And maybe I think it would be important, I don't know, if we could just point out these areas where we think the bleeding comes from. So that we say to the minister, look at this, look at that, and so that as you do whatever you're doing, you stop the bleeding. So I think it's important for us to do that, because I think what the members have raised here, for instance, the issue of legal costs. That's where blood is being lost. We are losing a lot of money because of the legal costs. And there are people who have stayed for 3 years without working but getting paid. There are people who are not working as we speak, but they are being paid. So that's where I think the minister should stop the business. Say who is suspended, what are the reasons, and he must weigh that and then see what he does about that. The other issue, as the Honourable Members have said, is the issue of the structure. That's where the other part of bleeding comes from. The structure is bleeding the organization. And I think what's important is for us to say, Minister, look at this area. This is one area that is bleeding the organization. That's the second one. And I don't know what the minister decided with the body today, because when the board says we don't even have money for travel, you are like, you, and it's only August. They don't have money for travel. They had someone bought their Nandos the other day when they went to a meeting. They had to you know, so anyone like you, what happens, and the minister needs to look at that, because if we are pinning our hopes on the board and the department to do this, then the board should have the budget to cover. Because in this case, they were given money by DAC, and even those people who were coming from the provinces were provided with money, DAC provided for them. So I think we need to look at those areas to ensure that when we engage the minister, we know exactly that these are the areas that he needs to look at. Because I'm afraid that if they think they're going to bring another government caretaker, whatever, then they need to ensure that they do it right. They need to ensure that they do the right thing. Because if they miss it at that level, it will be the same old story. So that's my fear. So I believe that this is what we need to do as a committee. Maybe we can begin to look at the situation widely, and then come up with this Congress proposal, so that when we meet with the department and when our I don't know, but we need to have a word with the minister of the health as soon as possible, just to give a report and to get a sense of how they are going to react. But you will inform us when it is possible to meet the minister on our meeting day. But I think, honorable members, this is what we need to do. Give them concrete recommendations. So that when it fails again, we know that as the portfolio committee, we've done our best to ensure that this organization works. Because you may come up with your very, you know, wise recommendations, and the department is supposed to say no, but we must apply our mind and ensure that we give them good advice. That's the only thing that we can do. And as I said earlier, that as the oversight structure, you know, we open a window for them. And if they don't use this opportunity, then it's a problem. I think we are done with that, and I think you've taken what the members have said, and we will craft this recommendation, this finding, and then we have findings and recommendations to ensure that when we give it to the minister and the board, they can be in a position to act on them, to have concrete recommendations that happen to them. But as I said, if members feel that there are things that we haven't discussed, but they feel that you are forgot to make this members afraid to do that and raise some of the issues. Because now, as I see it, the first thing is the legal cost, second thing is the structure, and these things are going to take some time to sort out, but what do they do? So that has to be done immediately. And I think we are done. Okay, do you want to say
yes, I just want to check on that 55 for the recommendation. The content for the recommendation.
The recommendation, that's what we're going to come up with. I think we're trying to take the recommendations to. The house. Our recommendations are immediate. So as they go to the house, they should be starting, the department should be starting to implement them, because it will take time for them to go to the house, and action has to be taken immediately. And when we are making the recommendations, we will be saying this should take place immediately, so that we stop the contact, and as they try to do whatever they are doing to address the situation.
Can you please rectify on this page of concern? I'm not scope.
Just make us cope. Because you're talking well, don't make us cope. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Member.
I'd like to check the issues that have been raised by our week of pregnancy and giving birth, if it's not captured by the system. Okay.
I think we see that we are taking it too far. We're taking it too far. Okay, it's fine, but I think that's how we are going to deal with the health issue. It's an urgent matter, and we need to ensure that we give the recommendations as soon as possible to the minister and the board. And we will monitor, we'll start monitoring, because we said on Friday that we are giving the board about 3 months to do this, but there are those areas that need immediate attention, and we will monitor as we go. That's important. Do you want to report on that? Because there are good news that we are.
Just to inform members, I got a call this morning to indicate that yesterday there was a meeting. Middle management held a meeting, and they indicated that this day getting somewhat a start, and also indicating that every Wednesday they will have meetings. They will all draw the agenda items and agree on those, and then try to move forward on that day. So at least the recommendation by the committee to say that Monday we should have a meeting. The meeting was from yesterday, so they will keep updating the committee on the progress.
Yeah, that's a good sign, but we need to ensure that we don't allow a situation of backsliding, because they can start, they can have a good start, but it should, and it depends on leadership. As I said, everything rises and falls on leadership. Can we now, honorable members, quickly look at the issue of the strategic planning session? As I said, we had a date, and that date, we had problems with the date, but I think we need to have this before we go on recess, so that when we come back, we know exactly where we are and how we are going to move forward. It's a bit, you know, unsettling when you don't have a plan for a long time. It's good when you have a plan and you know what you want to achieve and how you are going to achieve it. So I would like members to really consider the days that we have, in the days that we have, when can we have a strategic planning session? I want members to really look at their calendar, because we have a week.
Members, there is a week, the week of the 21st. So the 25th, that committee week that was given to members. So we could, the actual date that we were looking at was the 25th. Okay, at least on the 24th late, and then having everyone there for the short time on the 25th, Thursday and Friday. So that was the initial date. Of September. Before that, it's like the week, committee week before it.
I think one other thing that is a problem for us is that there are members who are serving in other social transformation committees. It makes it very difficult. Yeah, it makes it very difficult for us to plan. So we are appealing to members to make it, because I understand that there is more than over time, during that period, make the implementation
is missing. Number 19.